Hello and welcome to The Writing Nest, brought to you by the Marlon Fitzwater Center for Communication at Franklin Pierce University. Today, our guest is Belle. Belle, I understand you worked with Franklin Pierce University student Amaya?
Yes.
Was that fun for you?
It was.
Great. And go ahead and read us your story now.
I was walking in the woods and someone called my name. It was a frog. I was walking home from camp. My mom was at the door. My two sisters were nowhere to be seen. My mom said they went into the woods. I have two younger sisters. One is 5 and the other is 6. I am 10. I went and ventured into the woods. I saw a flash of pink, my sister's sweatshirt. I followed her. She was weaving in and out of the trees. Finally, she stopped. My other sister was climbing the tree and breaking open a huge branch. She climbed in and disappeared. My younger sister, on the ground, who was named Ruth, was gazing at the hole and just noticed me. "Sarah, July disappeared," Ruth said to me. "Should we go after her?" Ruth asked. "Yes," said a mysterious voice. We looked all around for a person when something caught my eye. A frog was staring and waving at me. We climbed up the tree and into the hole. It was pitch black. We could feel water dripping off of the ceiling and puddles that seemed to have a bottom that is never ending. One of the puddles had ripples, so we went down the slope to the puddle. I saw a light at the bottom of the hole, so we slid down the hole. At the bottom was a landing made of stone, but it was small, and there was so many of them descending down into the darkness. I found a torch and somehow found a match. I lit the torch. What I saw at the bottom, or what I thought was the bottom of the cavern, was a lump. To get to the bottom, you had to do something like parkour all the way down. But you could not fall. If you fall, you might die or at least break all of your bones. I tried to find a safer route for me and my sister Ruth to go down, for I did not want Ruth to fall. I saw a nick in the wall, then I saw more, but the nicks were too spread out for my sister. We had to do parkour. The first 3 jumps were easy, then 3 were hard. It went like this for a while, until we got to the last level of parkour. The space between the platforms looked impossible for Ruth. I jumped and held out my hand for her, and she jumped, then she fell. It was only a 3-foot fall, but she still screamed, a high-pitched scream that only she could make. After I did the last 5 jumps, I ran to her, or where she used to be. I looked around just in time to see the last flicker of light disappear around the corner, in one of the many tunnels. I followed as fast as my feet could go. I saw the pink of Ruth's sweatshirt. At the end of the tunnel, there was a lake of molten lava, and no way of crossing it. I was searching for a way to cross the lava safely, but I found none, until I saw a hole in the corner of the cave, where the lava was not. I climbed in cautiously. It was just a hole, but if I followed the tunnel leading away from the lava, it opened into a cave. The cave had a system of tunnels. I tried one after another until I had one left. All of the others had been dead ends. The last one led to a cave, but the cave roof was open to air, and the walls were not rock, they were trees and vines. I saw Ruth staring around in awe. There was monkeys and birds and frogs and little furry bunnies. I also saw July. She was just smiling at her sister. Then she caught my eye, and her smile widened. 1 month later. Come on, July said. She was bouncing on her toes. Let's go to our secret hideout, I said. We broke open the branch. An adventure awaits, I thought. Once upon a time, there was a devil named Fishhead. He loved the sea, but he could not live in the water, for he could not breathe underwater. So he started to learn science, so that he could figure out how to breathe underwater. He searched and searched until he found a book that was titled Learning Magic. He memorized the book and learned magic so he could cast a spell on himself, so he could breathe underwater. He dove into the water. He was building a mud house underwater when he had a visitor. the visitor had on a mask and was breathing. Fishhead and the visitor, Bob, lived forever under the sea until a walrus came and announced that a volcano was about to blow up the world. They all jumped into a rocket and flew to the moon, and then to a planet named Vantarzar. They lived forever happily, I mean it this time.
Thank you for joining us for another edition of The Writing Nest, brought to you by the Marlin Fitzwater Center for Communication at Franklin Pierce University.